Grasshopper extends its leap. The FAA comments on flight delays and a possible terrorist threat to aircraft in L.A. This is Aero News for Thursday, April 25th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. SpaceX has released a new video showing another successful flight of its Grasshopper VTOL vehicle. And every time they fly the rocket, they go exponentially higher. On March 7th, the Grasshopper flew to 262 feet. This latest leap topped out at 820 feet, or triple the previous altitude, according to SpaceX. Grasshopper hovered, standing on its plume of flame for a few seconds before making a controlled descent back to the pad from which it had launched less than a minute previously. It touched down gently, and the flame extinguished. SpaceX has not yet released detailed data from the flight. Grasshopper, SpaceX's vertical takeoff and landing vehicle, continues their work toward one of its key goals, developing fully and rapidly reusable rockets, a feat that will transform space exploration by radically reducing its costs. With Grasshopper, SpaceX engineers are testing the technology that would enable a launched rocket to land intact rather than burning up upon re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. The FAA released a statement late Tuesday concerning air traffic delays caused by reducing staff that is the result of the agency's furlough program. As a result of employee furloughs due to sequestration, the FAA says it is implementing traffic management initiatives at airports and facilities around the country. Travelers can expect to see a wide range of delays that will change throughout the day, depending on staffing and weather-related issues. In the statement, the agency says, as an example, it is experiencing staffing, quote-unquote, challenges at the New York and Los Angeles en route centers and at the Dallas-Fort Worth and Las Vegas TRACONs. Controllers will space planes farther apart so they can manage traffic with current staff, which will lead to delays at airports including DFW, Las Vegas, and LAX. The FAA also expects delays at Newark and LaGuardia because of weather and winds. The FAA will continue to work with the airlines throughout the day to try to minimize delays for travelers. The agency encourages all travelers to check their flight status and also to visit fly.faa.gov for the latest airport delay information. The statement said in part, quote, Monday, more than 1,200 delays in the system were attributable to staffing reductions resulting from the furlough. There were more than 1,400 additional delays as a result of weather and other factors, end quote. ANN has received and confirmed multiple reports late Wednesday about the content of at least one ATIS transmission reporting the potential of a MANPADS threat to aircraft in the Los Angeles area. MANPADS are otherwise known as Manned Portable Air Defense Systems and can take the form of portable, often shoulder-fired, surface-to-air missiles, often used to target aircraft and associated airborne targets. According to one ANN reader report, the KTOA ATIS reported at 2247 Zulu via Information Quebec, quote, Attention all aircraft. Reported MANPADS threat. Exercise extreme caution for the L.A. area and surrounding airports reported by the internal security at 1200 local time, end quote. Now, by the time that the ATIS had updated to Romeo, the alert had either been retracted or dismissed. Conversations with the FAA and FBI sources confirm that there has been a threat of unknown nature that local law enforcement became aware of and a number of agencies were alerted. The details are pretty thin, at least in terms of what they're willing to tell us at this point, but the concern was apparently strong enough for the info to be carried on at least that one ATIS alert that we are aware of. Meanwhile, on the right coast, Panchito, a B-25, which is often seen at air shows around the country, was damaged during the Sun and Fun fly-in at Lakeland Linder Regional Airport last weekend, and police are hoping someone has evidence that will help them catch the culprit. A deep scratch about 18 inches long appeared on a section of the airplane a little over 6 feet off the ground sometime between 1800 Saturday and 0900 Sunday. The Tampa Bay Tribune reports that the plane had been parked near the beer tent. The World War II vintage bomber is part of the DAV Airshow Outreach Program, which is dedicated to increasing public awareness about disabled veterans. The plane's owners, who participate at Lakeland each year, estimate the cost to repair the damage will be about $30,000. Lakeland police said they hoped someone might have a photo or video of the damage being inflicted on the airplane, and they're offering a cash reward for such evidence. EASA has approved the design change of the Boeing 787-8 auxiliary power unit battery, battery charger, and battery enclosure installation, and certifies that the changes proposed by Boeing meet the EASA type certification basis requirements. The applicable airworthiness directive will now be updated, which will allow the European-operated aircraft to return to service as soon as the modification will be installed. The announcement nearly coincided one from the Polish flagship carrier, LOT, that it hopes to have its 787s back in service by early June. LOT was the first European carrier to take delivery of a Dreamliner, and it hopes to receive its third 787 in May, with two additional deliveries expected before the end of August, according to a report appearing in the French news service AFP. The airplanes will be assigned to routes from Poland to New York, Chicago, and Toronto. When Aero News continues, living life on Mars, the leapfrogs won't be leaping in 2013, and getting a royal break.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, April 25th. I'm Glenn Moyer. So how would you like to live out the rest of your life on Mars? Dutch entrepreneur Bas Landstrup has set a very ambitious goal to establish a human colony on Mars by 2023. But you have to really, really, really want to go, because the colonist will not be returning to Earth. Landstrup has created the Mars One Foundation, which reports that it has already received some 10,000 expressions of interest from over 100 countries in being part of that first Martian colony. A four-step online application selection process is now open, and visitors to MarsOne.com can review applications and rate each applicant on a scale of 1 to 5. Sounds like sort of voting for your favorite singer on American Idol, doesn't it? Mars One says it's looking for applicants who are both mature and, quote-unquote, interesting. Test pilots are no longer top astronaut candidates, as Mars One officials say they are more interested in those who can play well with others. Well, it's not just jet demonstration teams that the sequester has grounded. The U.S. Navy's precision parachute team, the Leapfrogs, has officially canceled its entire performance schedule for the rest of 2013, citing budget cuts due to sequestration. The team performed at about 30 events in 2012. The Fort Bragg Patch reports that the team had some innovative ideas planned for its 2013 performances, including helmet-mounted videos and the use of wingsuits. Audiences could have seen the skydivers' perspective on big screens as they came back to the ground, but all of that is now on hold. Mass Communication Specialist First Class Fletcher Gibson told the website that, quote, "It's pretty much fully impacted our schedule, just like the other performance teams like the Blue Angels and the Golden Knights for the Army," end quote. He did say that if Congress suddenly changed its mind and made the funds available, the team was ready to go. Meanwhile, like the other teams, the Leapfrogs will continue to train. Well, you know, sometimes it's good to be a royal. Prince William plans to hang up his flight helmet following his current tour of duty at RAF Valley in Anglesey, North Wales. Because of the contract he signed when he entered training to be a helicopter pilot, he would normally owe the government the equivalent of $609,360 for his choice of early retirement. However, the RAF has reportedly decided they will forgive the bill, quote, "in the interest of the nation," end quote, according to a report in the UK newspaper The Mirror. According to a senior RAF source, the service feels that, quote, "the education of the future king in military matters is hugely important to the nation," end quote. Prince William may continue to wear an RAF uniform for 3 years, but will not be on active flying duty. His training, by the way, is valued at a little over $1.2 million. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.